What is the horniest sexual adult thriller you've seen?
Yeah.
Okay. Not X-rated.
No.
Like, you know.
Like. Oh, I know.
Like R.
Like theater release.
I got
exactly
it.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Wide release movie.
A place you don't want to question where you're sitting.
But like for you specifically?
What's that?
Sure.
For you specifically?
For me specifically?
No, like for me specifically?
Like what made you hot, that type of thing?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, then yes. Yeah.
All right.
Movie guy Joe Myers is on. He has a top five list, and then we'll go around the room.
Joe!
Good morning, Alyssa. How are you?
Hi, Joe. Miss you.
it's been a while.
I know. So cute.
So, Joe, what's on your top five?
My top five. It was hard to do. You know, there were
no
some
pun intended.
Good runners up too.
I knew this crowd.
This is great.
We all thought it. Somebody had to say it. I'm the idiot who did it.
Oh boy.
Yes.
And you know, some of your listeners also tweeted some things that I just forgot while I put out a notice last night. But anyhow, here we go. I had Body Heat, you know, which launched William Hurt and Kathleen Turner, 1981. Very sexy movie.
Never
very
saw
racy.
It. I always hear about it, never saw it either. I'm
you
not a thriller person, you know.
Is it still good now?
I saw it during early COVID. Yeah, it's still, you know, they're both very good. It's almost like a 1980s version of one of those 40s movies like Double Indemnity, you know, where she's sort of a femme fatale and she gets William Hurt to kill her husband, and then it just sort of goes from there. But they're both really good. Lots of nudity, you know, the kind of nudity that stars would not do nowadays, for sure.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Mm. Okay.
I have my interest. I think I may have seen that based on what you're saying.
I got to write it down.
And it was also the first movie that people noticed Mickey Rourke in when he was young and really attractive.
Was it The Antidote?
No, when he was young and attractive.
That's a long
Mickey
time
Rourke,
ago.
Gone.
Wow, 1980.
You know, which we forget after all the plastic surgeries.
Seriously.
Stuff.
No, man.
Yeah,
he
doesn't
seriously
look human anymore.
No.
This was back like when he was in Diner. You know, he was really coming up as one of the promising actors. It's kind of sad, what happened to him eventually.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a little bit of the trailer and just see if this...
Yeah, take a look.
My neighbor's porch.
Shut up, damn it! Try to sleep!
But, all right, girl's taking off her shirt. Got underwears on. She's unbuttoning a guy's button-down shirt. And now the guy's laying on his back naked with a cigarette in his mouth.
Wow.
Here comes someone with a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's in between all the noise?
There's no talking.
Is that gun going off? Or is
it's a lot of sex. A lot of scenes of in the bed. And
a lot of sex.
There's a lot of sweaty sex.
Oh, yeah. I don't like sweaty sex.
Sweaty sex. Good
Just now she's grabbing onto the corner of the bed.
Oh, that's hot. Yep.
Can you see like an old detective?
You're seeing some sheets need to be cleared.
That's a lot for a trailer.
Not a lot of talking.
Check it out.
Mm. Oh, I will, Joe. You can come over and watch it.
I might watch it.
Watch it together.
Buy a cigarette and...
I have a feeling you'll be safe, Joe.
I don't know why you think that.
Just a guess. All right, so Body Heat. Haven't seen that.
Yep. Never seen it. Heard of it.
Putting that on my list.
Never saw it.
All right, what's next?
No, number two, Fatal Attraction, you know, which came out in 87.
I have seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Terrified people. You know, a lot of people said it was sort of like a metaphor for AIDS. You know, it was about a husband who cheats on his wife and then lives to regret it because the woman he cheats with, you know, is a borderline.
Psycho. Cooks rabbits.
Psycho.
Right. It sort of turned into a meme where that was all that anybody remembered from the movie.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. The rabbit. You know,
the rabbit.
It was also famous for their ending was changed. You know, in the movie as it now exists, they kill Glenn Close when she comes to the house. In the original version, she stages a suicide to look like he killed her.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't she get blown away at the end by the wife? I forget.
Test audiences hated the original ending so much that they brought the actors back and shot the ending we now see where they blow her away in the bathroom.
Good. Wow. I would have hated that. I would have
they
hated
blew
that
her
ending.
Away in the bathroom.
Better,
I remember her getting
much better
boom.
Ending. Yeah. Much better ending.
Why do I remember her cutting her wrists and getting in the bathtub? Am I thinking of a different movie?
I think so, yeah.
No, she does cut herself. Yeah. They think she's drowned, actually.
Because she did go drown her in the bathtub.
She pops out, and Ann Archer, the wife, blows her away. She has a gun, and that's the end of Glenn Close.
Much better ending, though.
Yeah, because she comes out with like a knife. Like, ah! No.
I hate when people are blaming things.
Yeah, it was a good
the original
shot,
one, people hated. People hated the original ending, so they reshot it.
And how many people saw the original ending? Just test groups, or
just test? It was only test groups. Yeah, they never. You know, and I think it's on one of the DVDs, but
you can
it's
still
not
see it.
Good.
I would hate.
Yeah,
that.
I believe it's an extra, but it would. I think the movie would not have done well. I think people would have hated that.
Yeah, because that's an annoying feeling.
Well, you want the good guy to win. Yeah. Right. He's not a good guy.
No.
But the wife is. His wife is.
No, he's morally dubious. Yeah.
Morally dubious.
I remember seeing that in the theater.
That should be our slogan. That's a cool, morally dubious.
That's a cool T-shirt.
Morally dubious.
Morally dubious.
Should be AJ's Instagram bio.
Morally dubious. I love it. I am going to coin that phrase now, and I am morally dubious.
Morbidly
dubious? Dubious.
You were close. All right, so Fatal Attraction, Body Heat.
Yeah.
All right.
Number three was very controversial, Basic Instinct. It's the movie that made Sharon Stone into a star, another Michael Douglas film. He sort of specialized in erotic thrillers, came out in 92. Huge hit, very sexy. It was controversial because she's a bisexual, you know, who likes ladies as well as men, and a lot of lesbians picketed the film, but it became a blockbuster hit.
Why? Why would they?
Because they hate things like that. I don't know
why. Well, they hated the fact that she was a killer, you know, lesbian, which, you know, it was like when Silence of the Lambs came out, they hated that the serial killer was like a transvestite or whatever. That kind of sexual stuff can be really controversial.
Oh, I see. They're only painted in a negative light. They're never just portrayed
as
a normal person.
When we see ourselves on screen, it's negative.
It's a weirdo trait of this dangerous person. It's never just, this is a normal person and this is how they live their life. I see. Okay.
I get that.
Well, I wrote that down because I gotta watch it.
In those days, there wasn't much gay representation either, so they resented the fact that the movies that came out, they tended to be a little, you know, off balance or psychotic or whatever. Now it's much more balanced in terms of TV and movies.
Thank God.
I remember there was an interview Michael Douglas did, and he was talking about all of the people that were offered the Sharon Stone part. That turned it down, big names. Really? He's like, see, they all regret it now because no one thought
she
this movie
only
would
got
do.
She only got the part because Michelle Pfeiffer and Gina Davis and literally like every major female star was offered it, and they thought it was too dangerous, you know, too creepy. And Sharon Stone, who was kind of a B-movie actress in those days, got this plum part, you know, and launched her career.
That's Can amazing. You imagine Gina Davis in that role? That would have been...
I was just going to ask you guys.
Really? I think it would have been cool.
I think it would have been good.
I think she would have pulled that off.
Do you guys think she's hot?
That scene in the questioning room?
Yeah.
Smoking a cigarette?
Well, I don't know.
What are you going to do? Arrest me for smoking?
Do you think she's hot?
But I remember her in Beetlejuice.
Gina Davis?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But League of Our Own.
No. Beetlejuice?
No.
Stuart Little?
No. We were talking about how Basic Instinct was that role, the Sharon Stone role, was offered to a bunch of different actresses, including Gina Davis. They all turned it down.
Yeah.
Which line wanted to defend my thought that
line one,
Gina
Ralph.
Davis would be great in that role? Ralph?
Yeah, hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Hello, Ralph.
Good morning. I want to disagree. Good morning. I think if you remember, Gina Davis was in a movie called A Long Kiss Goodnight. With Samuel L. Jackson, and she was a suburban mom who had a child, you know, she had a family. She was in this trance that she was this, you know, school mom, and then she was like a hired killer. And she goes from this scene like where she cuts off her hair and she's got this hot, tight blonde hair. And she's this, like, sex thing. She gets caught by these Russian agents. She's tortured. She's very sexual as soon as she snaps out of it. And I don't know if this is a sexual thriller, but I just want to talk about...
What's the name of that movie? I just want to watch the trailer.
A Long Kiss Goodnight.
A Long Chess, good night.
Write it down, Chaz, for later.
Right.
That's right.
It came after
Gina Davis.
It came after Basic Instinct, so this might have been her role. Like, ah, crap, I did miss something big.
Right, let me try this one.
Yes, I love that movie.
I'll add it to the list.
Lots of action. Yeah, it was written by the guy who did Lethal Weapon.
Oh wow.
Okay,
you might like this.
Yeah. Joe Pesci show up. Hey, how you doing?
Thank you, Ralph.
Joe, I just thought of one.
Have a good day.
You thought of one, and I wrote it down so you won't think I'm lying when
you
say it.
All right, next on your list, Joe.
Dressed to Kill, another movie that would be hard to make today because, you know, it's very, very explicit. And Michael Caine plays a psychiatrist who is a secret transvestite psychopath.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
But it opens with an incredible scene of Angie Dickinson having a sex fantasy in the shower with this strange man. And it's really explicit. They use the body double for some of it, but wow, it opens the movie in a very sensational manner. Let me put it that way.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Damn, I want to see this one.
I know. I wrote down.
Right, so
it's Brian De Palma. You know, it's Brian De Palma. So it has a lot of comedy, but it also has a lot of sex and a lot of violence.
Sounds like Rosie De Palma.
Gross.
Okay.
Enjoying yourself on that?
I am, damn it. I'm celebrating myself. Someone's got you.
Joe, I can't wait
to hear
this. She
says a line to Michael Caine that was used, I think somebody used this on a tribe member. He called in and he said, yeah, I was doing work on some girl's house. And she walked in at the kitchen and her husband wasn't home. And she said, do you find me attractive? And she dropped her robe.
Gosh.
Oh, wow.
And he's like,
yikes.
Well, here we
yikes.
Go.
Yikes.
Right? And that's the exact same line that Angie Dickinson looks at Michael Caine and says,
yes,
do you find me attractive?
And he said,
do you want to have sex with me?
That is a nice robe.
Well, why won't you?
All right, put the robe back on.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah. Hmm.
That sounds like a porno.
I'm just here to fix your furnace.
The pizza, the pizza delivery guy, or the plumber, you know, who comes to the house.
Mm. Basic Instinct, the Dress to Kill.
I know what the next one is. I know it. I can't wait to hear it. Go, Joe.
the final one. I hope it fits. No Way Out with Kevin Costner and Sean Young. You know, there's a famous scene in that movie where they're in a limousine coming back from a big party that is really sexy. And you know, her career kind of fizzled out. She went a little crazy, but boy, the two of them have such intense chemistry in that movie. And
Wait, who fizzled out?
Sean Young.
Oh,
she was in Blade Runner.
Oh, yeah. She went BS crazy.
Stripes.
She went crazy.
Yep. What happened?
I think she had a nervous breakdown. I mean, she famously went on a talk show campaigning to play Catwoman.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it was embarrassing.
She got drunk
in No Way Out
show. Like, it was.
Oh,
you embarrassed for her.
She heckled people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a period of really bad behavior until people just stopped hiring her.
Did I miss this?
You probably blinked.
When did this happen?
It's like 25 years ago.
Yeah, easily.
If you go on YouTube and put in Sean Young, you'll get like talk show appearances where she's really embarrassing herself.
If you click those like lists where it's like, oh, you know, 20 actors who killed their career, she's always on the list.
Can you, why would it be bad for her to pitch herself for Catwoman?
Right.
It's the way
I think she was on Joan Rivers' show, you know, and she was so like needy and it looked so ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was just sad. It was very sad because like in No Way Out, she's sensational and she looks great. They have great chemistry.
Yeah.
She was appearing opposite the biggest stars in movies, you know. Very sad.
And this is where they show the way out.
People also don't like when women speak up. So it was probably very
absolutely.
She in this movie?
Absolutely.
Is she Kevin Costner's wife or mistress?
She's a girlfriend. She's the mistress of both the Secretary of Defense, played by Gene Hackman, and Kevin Costner, who's a naval officer. And it becomes kind of a triangle. And for those who haven't seen it, I won't say any more, but it becomes a really intense espionage thriller.
Oh, right. Wow.
Lots of missiles.
It's really good. I mean, and I think it's on a couple of the streaming services for free, even. It might be on Tubi for free. So it's definitely worth checking out.
Okay.
Is it worth checking out? Is it?
Joe wouldn't lie.
No, I'm wondering.
Oh, absolutely. It'll hook you right away. And the twists and turns, and it has a very famous final twist that very few people saw coming.
Ooh.
I write all these movies down, Joe. Someday when I'm retired, I'm going to go through all of them. I'm going to have a beard 8 miles long.
Yeah.
Right.
And
like,
it's
going to be a spot in my couch where it's like, oh, this is where he must sit.
Right. The indentation.
I'm writing them all down.
This is my weekend, Joe, with my girlfriend. I just wrote all these down. We can never choose a movie.
Phil, did you find something from her?
Yeah. So this was when Sean Young was in the Catwoman outfit on the Joan Rivers show.
Okay.
So she comes out
dressed.
How dare you not even return the Catwoman's phone calls. I don't make phone calls very often, and after all, business is business, and doing good business means that you return your phone calls. It's a pretty simple formula. Timmy.
That's Tim Burton she's talking to.
Timmy.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Right. Tim Burton's not sitting on the couch.
He's making the next Batman movie, so she's petitioning like in public,
and she's looking into the camera.
Yes, she is. She has the whole run of the stage. Joan Rivers is in the audience.
Yeah.
With a handheld microphone, and she just has the whole stage.
Yeah, and she's in a Catwoman outfit, kind of parading around.
Does she look good in the Catwoman outfit?
That was uncomfortable.
Outfit?
Yeah, she does.
I didn't think so.
She looks fine, but I mean, that's the role that Michelle Pfeiffer got. It was so sensational. I mean, I don't think there was any competition there.
Right.
Pfeiffer.
Wow.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable just to listen to. I can't even imagine.
Really? That seems it's like if she got that role from that. That would be brilliant.
She gambled and lost.
It's one of those weird punts or something at the end of a game. It's like, if you win the game, it's brilliant. If you lose, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Mike in West Haven.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Wanted to call in the movie Something Wild with Melanie Griffin and Ray Liotta and Jeff Daniels.
Absolutely.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Don't move.
Let me conference Joe in. Joe, what do you think of that one?
I love that movie. I think it's the best thing that Melanie Griffith ever did, and it's incredibly sexy. It's scary. That was the movie that really launched Ray Liotta. He plays her ex-boyfriend. They go back to her high school reunion, and all kinds of chaos ensues.
What's it called?
It's called Something Wild. It's a great musical soundtrack too. It's fabulous.
He's like a psychotic, right? He's like prison and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this?
I saw pieces of it.
Huh.
Yeah, very good.
Check it out. It's very good.
I'm surprised.
All right. Thank you, Mike. All right, we're talking about the horniest sexual adult thrillers.
Yeah.
And did we get all five of yours? I think we're missing one.
No. Body Heat, Fatal Attraction, Basic Instinct, Dressed to Kill, No Way Out.
Yep.
Joe, is that your list? Like, you made that?
I did.
That's typically what it is.
Yes.
I can't buy it.
I mean, Chaz sent me a story that was like listing a lot of them, and it sort of triggered me. And I wrote down the ones that I like.
Yeah, take a cold shower and stuff after.
I got it from Phil. I just want everyone to know I'm not like walking around looking for horny sexual adult thrillers.
No, we live life that way. We live life that way.
It's not like I texted it to Joe, you want to get together Saturday night?
I'm with Joe. Why not? Right. I don't have to do any research.
Joe's like, you're scaring me.
The title stuck out. I was like, we've never done this before. This would be fun.
Just point on the dial when cool heard you, Joe.
It was a good one.
What's really
good
weird
idea.
Is during the break, Alyssa's getting texts from her mother.
Right.
Suggesting movies. And I just think that's weird because now you know what turns your mom on.
Oh, but we tell each other.
Yeah. Well, don't put those on
we
moms.
We tell each other everything.
For like Thanksgiving. Oh, God.
She like acted like she knew that I know what I want. I know what I like. I don't need help.
It's funny. I like that movie. Is it Wild Things? Mm-hmm. I think it's Wild Things with Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah. With Nev Campbell. Yeah.
Yeah. And what's her face? Charlie Sheen's ex and Denise Richards.
Yes.
Denise Richards.
Just that one
Kevin
scene.
Bacon.
It's good for one scene.
The pool scene. Right. That's what I thought Joe was going to say. I was like,
wow, that's pretty cool.
That's a good one. Right. That is a good one. I should have had that, really.
And then, if we're talking about just one scene, not the whole movie. Mulholland Drive.
Okay.
I know exactly the scene you're talking
two.
About.
Jesus. Yep. I can't erase that from my mind.
I heard the word Jesus quite a few times.
Naomi Watts. Yeah, that's very sexy.
Oh,
very sexy.
Damn.
Right.
I wonder if you've seen mine.
Nuts. Wait, what?
Not mine, but my pick.
What's your pick?
Black Swan.
Why do I think I...
That's a good movie.
Is it a restaurant?
Natalie Portman.
It sounds like a restaurant.
That's literally how I knew I was gay. And I'm not just saying that for
like... Oh, really?
Mila Kunis.
I literally was like, Mom, could we watch... Can I rent that movie again?
That's your fourth time here this week.
What about the Gina Gershon movie, Bound? I thought you were going to mention that.
Yes, Joe.
Yeah, very. And Jennifer Tilly, very sexy.
That's at the top.
You two need to be alone for a while. Yeah.
I knew.
we get each other.
You know, I saw Black. I started watching Black Swan. I turned it off.
No, Chaz, you have to get to a certain scene.
No.
It's Mila Kunis and Natalie Portman.
I think I just want to see that scene.
Yes, you do. Look,
I don't want to see the whole movie.
That's exactly
right,
what I did.
Just the one scene, right? Catch it.
Yeah. Fast forward. Right. Fast forward.
Just fast forward it.
Chaz and AJ.
Oh, sorry. Nope.
Good morning. How about the scene with Jessica Lange and Jack Nicholson in the Postman Always Rings Twice?
Oh, yeah, on the kitchen table. Kitchen table.
On UPS, package delivered.
Kitchen table's always
very
hot.
Sexy.
Yeah, like...
what's eating right now?
Yeah, Bull Durham. That's a good one.
Right.
Kitchen table just suggests that we're so horny, we can't make it to the bedroom.
I love it.
We're just going for it right now. I can't even wait. I got to go right now.
I think a desk is better.
You can put it in off.
Like a porch swing.
What would you? What were you going to say, AJ? What's your movie?
Let's see. Lady and the Tramp, the noodle scene. Can't forget that part. The way he pushes that suggested meatball towards her at the end.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they're both chewing on the noodle. And
there's definitely some sexual tension.
And all of a sudden, you're sitting there going, oh, my God, there they go. There they go. And then, oh, they touched. That's amazing right there. Mm. That alone right there, I rewind over and over again.
Yeah.
Redeem yourself, AJ.
We can't forget. I don't really watch these thriller things.
No, you don't.
But Ghost, the pottery scene. When they're making, to this day, I walk past.
They don't
the pottery
have sex
wheel.
During that, though, do they?
But it's
hot. Because they're like you know, doing
kissing
stuff
necks
and
there's a song and there's a pottery and they're making out.
They're making the clay. I walk past. I walk past the clay section. Now I have issues. Fatal Attraction.
That was very sexy.
Fatal Attraction. The elevator scene.
Yeah.
That's the best scene in that movie.
Right. Yep. Right. Right. And. It's a comedy, but The Wildlife with Leah Thompson, the police officer, and the bakery making
that's a funny movie.
Yeah,
yes, that's a funny movie.
But you know, with the dough and everything else, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yep.
Those are good ones.
It makes you rise. Yeah,
those are good.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, if we're just talking about scenes,
yeah, that's fun.
Because that's all I got. Yeah,
that scene in I can't even think of. Phil will know. It's in the cop with the donut shop lady.
That's it. Just now. I just said the wildlife.
Oh, that's it?
The wildlife.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, the
wildlife, There's donuts, the wildlife.
Who's the girl?
The girl, Leah Thompson.
It's
yes.
Leah Thompson.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right. That was a great scene.
Yep.
Oh, that's fun if you just pick scenes.
They made crullers.
we got about 20 seconds, Phil.
I grew up in the 90s where, like, these movies sort of went away and it was more sexy comedies.
Like American.
So the movie I have is definitely not a good movie. But it's Species, and it's Natasha Henstridge is an alien, and she uses sex to prey on and kill men throughout the whole movie.
Nerds must have been like,
if you look back, it's very goofy and silly now, but at the time, like, that was hot.
A lot of foggy glass and broken
glass.
Lots of sex.
Oh, yum.
Junior, you're cleaning that back seat of the minivan.
Joe Myers, great to hear your voice.
Love you, Joe.
Great to hear you guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
Love you, too.
All right. If you want to hear a good podcast, a great podcast about movies, it's called Now a Major Motion Picture on Spotify and wherever you find great podcasts.